This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Johnny Lal, J-O-H-N-N-Y-L-A-L-L, date of birth 09/30/1960, date of appointment 11/20/23. Requesting physician Carrie Kiviak. K-A-R-R-Y-Y-A-K-A-W-I-A-K-P-A. Dear Carrie Kiviak, I have the pleasure of seeing Johnny Lal today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In his care, as you know, he's 63-year-old, right-handed Guyanese man. Who was admitted to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, on 10/25/2023. He stated that he was non-compliant with his medication for blood pressure, diabetes, and hyperlipidemia. He was... He slept well night before. When he woke up in the morning, his left foot was stumbling and he was leaning towards the left side and it was incoordinated also. He went back to sleep. After 2 hours, he woke up and having the difficulty walking in the house. So he came to the emergency room where CT of the head done, which was read as negative. Patient was having high cardiac enzymes. So non-STEMI was diagnosed. Cardiac cath was done, which shows two vessels, coronary artery disease. Echocardiogram done shows 50 to 55% ejection fraction. Patient was diagnosed with the TIA and sent home. He was not having any speech problem. Presently, when he was getting up, he feels dizzy. Past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug, allergy, medication. Aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, lisinopril, metoprolol, atorvastatin 40 milligram PO daily, metformin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drink 3 to 4 beer 2 times per week. does not use drugs. He is retired. He is married, live with his wife, have 6 children. Family history: mother deceased, father deceased with MI, 2 sister, 5 brother, 1 brother deceased with MI. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was having left leg weakness and left leg ataxia. Physical examination: blood pressure 160/110, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination: patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination: strength, left lower extremity 4.5/5, left foot is incoordinated. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan: 63-year-old right-handed Guyanese man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1. Stroke. Number 2, TIA. Number 3, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Period. His blood pressure is high today in my office, 160/110. He need a good control of blood pressure. I would like to order MRI of the brain and carotid ultrasound. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.